Last weekend, I went to the movies and watched The Hunger Games, this post-apocalyptic scene set in North America that we don't know exactly why, at the first stage of the trilogy written by Suzanne Collins. But this world that is now divided into these 12 districts, and every year, and this is the 74th year when the movie opens, they stage this contest and they choose two tributes from each of the 12 regions to come into this central arena. And it's this weird mixture of kind of Big Brother and the whole of the worst of the gladiatorial kind of games. And so the object of these 24 young people aged between 12 and 18 is to battle it out until there is just one survivor, one who will be named the great victor. And so the story revolves then around this terrible topic of human sacrifice, of murder, of violence, of betrayal. It's a godless world. It's a post-Christian world. There's no call upon God. The only anthem that punctuates the narrative is, "May the odds always be in your favor." It reminds me deeply of so many other stories, so many other fables, so much of human history where human sacrifice plays a very central role, where society seems to always be looking for the scapegoat, looking for someone to blame, someone that we can point to and say, they're the cause, they're the one who is leading this society away. Let us pile all of our sins, let us pile all that we have done, all of our guilt, and let's be honest, every one of us deals with that. Every one of us faces something of that guilt, something of those memories, something of those pains inside us. And so we want that scapegoat. We want that one person that we can sacrifice, that we can offer to the gods to appease them, to provide a way out of our own guilt. And that was the case within Jewish society. Every year they had the Day of Atonement when an animal, not a human, but when a goat or a lamb would be offered in sacrifice for the sins of all of the people. All of this comes to a head the day that Jesus the Christ is led through that adoring crowd, is led to his own trial, is led to his own conviction as someone worthy of death, when he's marked for death, and when he offers himself not as another scapegoat, but as the King of the Jews, the King of all creation, the one who takes all that upon himself. Patrick was asking me this morning, why do you think Jesus had to die? Couldn't he have done something else? Couldn't he have somehow offered another way forward? Couldn't he have just declared that our sins were forgiven? Wasn't that necessary? Was that all that was needed? Couldn't he have just picked his finger and allowed a single drop of his blood to be shed as an expiation for our sins? But the society, like the Hunger Games portrays, reminds us that no, there's something deep within us that does cry out for blood. We do acknowledge this need for someone to die. And it was only when Jesus opened his arms on the cross, when he declared that he was prepared to go to any extent to offer himself for us, that we can begin to grasp the truth of the salvation that we have won, that we have been delivered into by the death of Jesus on the cross. And so yes, his death, as distasteful and horrible as it was necessary so that we would know that we have salvation.